Hello?
Hi, my name is Angel of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. I'm listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And which county do you reside? B, Cleburne, Nueces, San Patricio?
San Patricio.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for most? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
Republican.
Thank you. And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
10.
Okay, thank you. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And now I'd like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. So we begin with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Do you have a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative,
strong negative? Positive. Strong positive.
Somewhat. Thank you. Next, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Do you have a strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Vice President Kamala Harris. Strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of.
Strong negative.
Thank you. Republican candidate for state senate, Adam Hinojosa. Strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Thank you. State Senator Morgan Lamantia, strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Thank you. The Republican Party, do you have a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of?
Strong positive.
Okay, thank you. The Democratic Party, is it strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of?
Strong negative.
And finally, former President Donald Trump, is that strong positive, somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, never heard of?
Strong positive.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for president in the U.S., United States was held today, and you had to make a choice, for which of the following candidates would you vote? Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, from which of the following candidates would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, Ted Brown, Libertarian, Ted Cruz, Republican.
Ted Cruz, Republican.
Okay. Thank you. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Morgan Lamantia, Democrat, Robin Vargas, Green Party, Adam Hinojosa, Republican.
Hinojosa, Republican.
Thank you. And do you think that Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election? Or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I don't have an opinion on her. Knowing that I don't have much of an opinion, I would say give somebody else a chance.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for the candidate. So the first statement is, Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent lives and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's what will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely or less likely?
No, somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Next, Adam Hinojosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes. Is this much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you. Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area. Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Are you asking regarding voting for her? Is that what you're asking?
Okay, for the statement, Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. So is this much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. So just so you're not confused, for these statements, I read, please tell me if the information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for the candidate.
Okay.
So you're not confused.
Okay, that's kind of what I understood when you started the questioning. Now, So can you repeat the last question what was her name again?
Morgan Lamantia.
Okay, yeah.
So let me read it for you again. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. It is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely to vote for her.
Oh, okay. But she opposed it, so I would say more or less likely to vote for her.
Much less likely?
Yes, much less likely. You said she opposed more security. Is that correct?
No, Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures.
Okay, yes, that's what I understood, yes. So less likely to vote for her, I guess.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat most likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Can you repeat the first part of that question? What did he do? I'm sorry.
Sure. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens.
Okay. He himself has tax liens. Okay. I would say less likely.
Okay. So we have somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Thank you, sir. Almost some of the statements. According to News's county records, Adam Hinojosa's restaurant had been inspected 3 times and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
It really doesn't matter to me, but I'll say somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Okay. Thank you. Morgan Lamantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Okay. Morgan Lamantia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries. Are you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next, Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms. Will take freedoms away from Texas. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Okay. So sorry, I'm going out a little breath. Okay. So Morgan Lamantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Next, Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new senator who represents our values. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you. Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Next, Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Morgan Lamantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Thank you. So we have two more statements left. Adam Hinojosa will work to protect her children from the radical leftist agenda, like critical race theory and gender notification, and bring sanity back to our school policy. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lamantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear a mask. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the final statement, Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Okay. Thank you. So that was the final statement. So having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for Senate? Morgan Lamantia, the Democrat, Robin Vargas, Green Party, or Adam Hinojosa, the Republican?
Adam Hinojosa.
Okay. Thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. May I ask, in what year were you born?
70.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And is your race Anglo or white, African American, Asian, or some other race?
What was the question again?
Is your race Anglo or white, African American, Asian, or some other race?
I guess you could say technically I'm considered white from being whenever I fill out federal papers, they say if, I don't know, I guess anybody who resides in Mexico is considered white. I mean, Hispanic, considered white. I mean, I'm not kind of mixed. I mean, Mexican.
But it's not
of African descent, no. So I believe the question when I'm asking federal paper, any federal documents, it's always considered white. Hispanics are considered white.
Okay, thank you.
Is that what your question is? Is that?
Yes. So the question is, and is your race white, African American, Asian, or some other race?
I don't know. I guess other? Or European descent would be white? You just put down white, I guess.
White?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not Asian and I'm not African descent, so. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from local TV news, from the newspaper, from social media such as Facebook or X, from cable news networks, from news sites on the internet, from blogs and emails.
News sites from the internet.
Thank you. And which of these is your next most preferred source? From local TV news, from the newspaper, from social media such as Facebook or X, from cable news networks, or from blogs and emails?
X.
Thank you. And thinking about a television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English language television or more Spanish language television?
English.
Thank you. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Streaming over the internet without commercials, through an antenna, local cable system, satellite dish or direct TV, or commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu?
Streaming services.
Thank you. Okay, so we're at 90%. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Streaming over the internet without commercials, through an antenna, local cable system, satellite dish, or direct TV?
What was the first one again?
Streaming over the internet. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have an X account?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
Do you have a YouTube account?
Yes.
And do you have an Instagram account?
Yes.
Thank you. Which one of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? The first one is abortions should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Two, abortions should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Three, abortions should be legal only in case of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. And four, or abortions should never be legal.
Well, you kind of added rape and incest into the health of the woman. I'll have to choose that one because I only believe it should be legal with the health of the woman. If it jeopardizes a woman's life. But I would say that one.
Okay.
Only in incest, rape. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't believe I don't believe it should be legal, even rape. But.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's all. That's.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and have a good day.
Thank you very much. I hope this helps. Okay?
Yes. Your opinion really matters to us, so thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.